Greetings, everybody. Greetings, everybody. So I want to go ahead and start my podcast by saying we are going to talk about today's domestic violence, and we're going to talk about choosing individuals without consulting God. So I know this is a big topic to take place, but I would really like for me to touch base on it. Sorry that you guys have to hear the rain. I apologize. But I think it's pretty cool because it's like my background music. But anyway, so I wanted to talk about domestic violence. Domestic violence is something that I had to deal with myself. It is a personal experience of mine. The reason why it's a personal experience of mine is simply because I went through 7 years of abuse. 7 years, guys. I went through 7 years of emotional, mental, physical, verbal, of any type of abuse, you name it, okay? So this is the reason why I chose to do the podcast on this particular subject, is because sometimes, you know, us women will feel as, you know, we'll feel low about ourselves, we'll feel as if, you know, well, you know, Daniel, he gon', you know, he probably the only man for me. You know, I can't find nobody else. But that's not accurate, okay? We have to learn how to self-love, and we have to learn how to basically manage that self-love as well. We have to learn how to appreciate ourselves more, stop always trying to get validation from men, because it deteriorates a lot of things for us, you know, as women, and it takes away the woman power. Like, we are the strongest things on this earth in my eyes. Like, we birth children, you know, so at the end of the day, a man's validation should never be first as far as, you know, when it comes down to our self-worth. I dealt with a 7-year relationship. It was horrible. You know, I felt down about myself. I felt as if, you know, if I go out there and try to find, you know, anybody else, you know, it wasn't going to work. Nobody was going to love me how he loved me or deal with me, you know, how he would deal with me. And it's all lies. It's lies that we feed to ourselves. It's lies that they feed to us. And I just think that we shouldn't take it, ladies, you know. So the reason why I wanted to touch base on this topic is because, ladies, let me tell you, if you do not allow for yourself to let something go that is not meant for you, God will strip you, okay? God will strip you. Lord, God, my words. The Lord will strip you, period, point blank. And the reason why I keep saying it is because I am living proof. I dealt with a man for 7 years. He put his hands on me on several occasions, okay? But when he put his hands on my child while I wasn't home, and I ended up getting a defects case behind that particular individual, I was done. It's no way I'm going to stay in something. And, you know, now it's down for me to, you know, my baby. I just can't deal with it. I can't deal with it. So I chose to take the good route out and get out of there. But it took for God to give me options for me to get out of there. You know, it took for God to, you know, be like, hey, you know, now you have to choose, you know, are you going to keep this 7-year relationship, or are you going to go with your kids? You know, my thing is, kids are going to love you unconditionally. That's the reason why I had my children. It wasn't because I was having it because I loved my baby daddy and nothing like that, you know, which I loved them. But what I'm saying is, the reason why I had my children is because I know whether I smoke dope, weed, then stole everything out the house and everything, I know my kids is going to love me unconditionally. Not saying that that's what should partake, but I know that they are going to love me unconditionally by those particular aspects. So that's the reason why I had my children. I always long for unconditional love. That's all I ever wanted. And I get that from my children. So another thing is, basically, let me go ahead and tell y'all a little short story. I want to be brief. I don't want to be long. 20-minute segment, because I know y'all ain't going to listen to it. But basically, while I wasn't home, I was on a route. It was a tutorial route, so it was after hours. I didn't get home until about 8, 9. And he he spanked my son when I already told him I was going to do it, but I guess I took too long for him. So in the midst of that, I ended up coming home. I checked my son. He only had one whip. In the midst of him only having one whip, you know, I took it as, okay, well, maybe he just, you know, gave him a little light spanking. So the next day, I got a call from the police and defects around 2 after I hadn't been gone since about 5. I didn't even make it home that particular day because it was so busy with how long the routes were. So they called me, came to the house. I hadn't jumped off my route, told one of my friend girls to meet me to a gas station, come pick me up, take me home. Signed a volunteer form for him to leave the premises so we would be in good standing as far as protection. I did that. That was on a Wednesday. Come Friday, they came and got my kids from me. Reason why they came and got my kids from me is because my son exposed the fact that I was getting abused as well. So I never got upset with my kids. I never got mad at them because it's a cry for help. When you're dealing with particular things and your children see it, they're going to go to the closest outlet to save you. They're going to go to the closest outlet to save you. It's no way that you could ever feel as if something is happening and you go and snap on your kids because you're talking about they talk too much. No, they don't talk too much. At the end of the day, they shouldn't even be experiencing it in the first place. And it took for me to stand up and be a woman to actually realize that. So I wanted to give that to you guys as well. But I'm going to tell you how God worked. God works because simply he allowed me to go 7 days without my children. I got my kids back in 7 days. But God allowed for me to be stripped from the only thing I knew that has ever loved me, my children. It deprived me of something. I felt weak. I was alone. I felt like I was defeated. You know, and the thing is, what I had to remember is the last time me and my baby daddy got into a altercation, I literally prayed to God, a physical altercation. I prayed to God and I said, Lord, if this man is not for me, just release him. You know, just release him. If he's not for me, just release him. I can't take it anymore. I'm just done. And, you know, he relieved me of that. I didn't know how he was going to do it, but he did it. And he made it to where I was going to say, hey, I'm not coming back. You know, like this is it. This is the last straw. He put it to where I had to make a choice. What was more important? And when he made me make that choice, I felt so much better because I had been holding on to something that continued to drag me and that continued to hold me back, which I forgive him to this day. I forgive him. I forgive him because I don't want anybody to live with, you know, so much resentment in their heart towards individuals that have done wrong to them. And I had to learn, you guys, I really had to learn, like, I had to understand, you know, you got to forgive, you know, don't forget, but you got to forgive, but don't sit there and dwell on what you remember. Okay. So, you know, the judge felt as if defects didn't do some things correctly. He was trying to figure out if I wasn't present, why did my children get taken? But all in all, I feel like God made those blemishes be possible. So I was able to get my children back. You know, so I never want you guys to feel as if, hey, you know, you had it easy. No, I didn't have it easy. I've been a person who has gone through defects with my brothers and sisters, and I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, okay? So my thing is, I forgave him because I don't want anybody to feel as if they got to kill themselves because of a decision they made. You know, sometimes people lack love. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, we just have to be very brief on how we treat people, you know, and how we act towards individuals, you get what I'm saying, after they've hurt us. Forgive them. Don't, you know, because people will kill themselves because of stuff that they have done or what they feel, you know, guilty for. And I don't want nobody killing themselves on the behalf of me, period. I don't want nobody having to deal with that. So I had to forgive them. I got my kids back, and I was excited, y'all, that my kids were gone. All the way to Augusta. I couldn't talk to them, didn't know where they were. And I was just so, 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 so grateful that God worked in my favor. And that's why I tell y'all, you know, I'm here to tell y'all, I have so many testimonies that y'all are going to hear about on this podcast to really show y'all that God is real. Jesus is real. Like, he works in your favor, period. Don't ever deny him, okay? Don't ever, ever, ever deny God or Jesus. You have so many people out here that are denying, you know, what has been foretold or what has been told that's the truth. And he's coming back for those people that deny him. He has a package for those people who deny him. And I just really want you guys to really understand that it's bigger than just feeling as if, oh, I overcame that, but I can't deal with them, or I can't talk to them. I never forgive them, and this is that and the third. Don't be that way. The whole thing is you have to really be the bigger person and say, hey, I'm going to forgive, especially if you're living for God. You know, you just have to do that. So that's my podcast for the day, y'all. I have some more coming up, so just look out for it.